Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on in the Psalms, and we're on Psalm 48. It has a title, and the title is this, A Song, then a Psalm of the Sons of Korah. So it's another Psalm of the Sons of Korah, and it's called A Song. And as we'll see in just a moment, this is actually one of the Songs of Zion, Songs of Zion. And the 46th Psalm was one. This one is the 76th, 84th, 87th, and the 122nd, I believe, are all called Songs of Zion. They speak of Zion, and they declare and focus on worshiping the Most High God and His city. Now, that phrase Zion is used throughout Scripture. And sometimes, I mean, I know I'm like this. It's like, okay, what's really meant by that? And I think this psalm right here helps us a little bit. So let's start with verse 1. It says this, Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, His holy mountain. And in the King James, New American Standard, the Lexham, they put a period right there, in His holy mountain. The ESV from which I'm reading carries it across to the next verse. It says, His holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king. And so that gives us some major hints as to what's being referred to when we hear of Zion, because it's tied into something, the city of our God, the holy mountain, okay? So don't lose sight of what the important thing is, though, in the midst of this. And it's the fact that the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. I like that little sort of play on words and idea in that psalmic repetition, that psalmic echo of things. That the Lord is great. And since He's great, He needs to be praised. But not just praised, but greatly praised. And then in the city of our God, in His holy mountain, His holy mountain. So Zion is basically the temple mount, okay, the holy mountain where the temple was, okay? The city of God is Jerusalem, but they actually are basically synonymous in the way that the psalmist use it, okay? Because the temple mount is in Jerusalem. Now, when he says here that beautiful in elevation is the mount, the joy of the whole earth, that doesn't mean it's the highest in elevation. Doesn't even mean it's the prettiest from our viewpoint and everything like that. But what it is speaking of is the importance of and the greatness of it, because it's where Yahweh is on that mountain. There's other mountains that are around that are taller, maybe even prettier. Mount of Olives may be even prettier, you know, that type of thing. But beautiful in elevation is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion is the joy of all the earth. And well, is it the joy of all the earth now? Or is this for a time yet to arrive? I want to say yes to both of those. It is the joy of all the earth, though many things upon the earth and within the earth are against Mount Zion, against Jerusalem, against the Most High God. But beautiful in elevation is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king. So, Jerusalem's the city of the great king. Mount Zion, Zion with the temple mount itself, is in Jerusalem. Verse 3, within her citadels, God has made himself known as a fortress. Now, again, is this written of the time that was being spoken of when it was written? Yes. Is it speaking of a time yet to come from their perspective? Yes. Is it written of a time yet to come from our perspective? Yes, it is. Because it says here, God is in her citadels. God is there with her. God has made himself known as a stronghold, as a fortress. God is there. Listen to what happens in verse 4. For behold, the kings assembled. They came on together. Lexham says they assembled and they advanced together. The other true New American Standard, King James, they passed by together. In other words, there were kings that had assembled. Well, when kings assemble, what are they usually up to? Yeah, exactly, precisely. When kings assemble, they're usually coming against something, because usually kings are only in it for themselves. And so if they are assembling, then they have a common goal. More often than not, they have a common foe. So kings assembled, and they came together. Verse 5, as soon as they saw it, well, saw what? Well, saw Mount Zion, saw the city of God. As soon as they saw it, they were astounded. They were astonished. They were amazed. They marveled. That's what the four English translations say that I'm looking at here. And those of y'all that are with us studying Mark right now, you know that the theme of Mark is astonished, okay? Astonished by the king and astonished by his kingdom. Here, they are astounded. They were in panic. They took flight. So these kings, they assemble themselves. They come to the city, and as soon as they see it, they're amazed. They marvel at it. They're astounded. They're astonished. They panic. They were terrified. They were troubled. And so they fled. They took flight in alarm. Or as the King James says, they hasted away. Isn't that a great phrase? Hasted away. Well, took flight is good. Ran off is good. But the New American Standard has the best feel of it. They ran off and they fled in alarm. Okay, they were terrified. They were astonished and terrified when they saw the city of God. Verse 6, trembling took hold of them there, anguish as of a woman in labor. That's the impact when the kings came and they gathered together and they saw the city of God and they saw the mount. Trembling took place. They were in anguish, even as a woman is in childbirth. Why is that? Well, if nothing else, because of the presence of God. Verse 7, by the east wind you shattered the ships of Tarshish. This is speaking of what the Lord had done, that he blew an east wind that blew up these ships of Tarshish. And the ships of Tarshish, I like Tarshish better, actually. It's usually, you see them all through the scripture, and quite often it's a symbol of man's pride. You know, the strength of the navy, the strength of these ships of Tarshish, what man can do. And they fall under God's judgment right here. And then verse 8, as we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which God will establish forever. Selah. Notice there. Will establish forever. The city is there now. Jerusalem is there at the time of the writing of this. But there is a city yet to come. As we saw in the 46th Psalm, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of our God. And the psalmist here is saying, hey, we've heard this. He said, people, we've seen this. Remember, this is a song. This is for everybody to hear and sing. We know this. We've seen the city of the Lord of hosts. And this, remember that phrase right there, and we've seen it earlier. The Lord of hosts, the one who is leading forth the army. We've seen this. In the city of our God. So we've seen in the city of the Lord of the hosts, in the city of our God. In other words, that city which is yet to come, which God will establish forever. Selah. Selah. So may we do this. May we do what Selah means. May we reflect. May we meditate upon this. And I'll see you on the next episode. Goodbye.